This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
We thank you, Lord, Father, that you are Lord of the earth. Father, we thank you, O God, that you desire, O God, to fill every heart, O God. Father, we thank you for the parents that you have placed over this house. Father, we bless them, O Father. Father, we say, prosper them, Father. Bless them in their going in and their coming out, Father. Bless everything that they do, O Father. Continue to pour your Spirit upon them. Continue to be with them, O God. We thank you. We thank you. I felt that what the Lord wants me to speak about today is to explain to you what you have. So, you know, you hear about developing countries, and you hear about developed countries, okay? And I want you to know that's definitely a language of the world. So the world has defined what is a developing country, what's a developed country. Now, countries like Nigeria, lots of countries in the Caribbean are classed as developing countries. That's because they consider, you know, some standards of life are not up to scratch. That's fine, because when the world considers you as that, that's when you know God is very willing and happy to work with you. I'm not saying that God is not in the developed countries, but I don't know how many of you travel abroad. Why am I asking all of this? Most of you will now have a perception of what the foreign lands are like abroad, right? And it's painted as looks nice, glorious. Oh, I'd really like to go there. For the mere fact that the humanness in you will tell you, oh, that's good to do. It's a good experience to have. And you might think that that is what is good. And the world paints there are opportunities there. Yes, you know, you work hard for your degree. In Nigeria, you won't get to do much with it. So you need to pack your bag and try some way to go there. Now, on the back of COVID, after 2020, 2021, a lot of Nigerians started, young people and older ones somewhat, started packing their bags to go to the UK, to Canada, to the US in quest of a better life. So we say. But what I'm saying this morning is, this is the better life. Why I'm saying that, the churches in the developed countries are suffering a lot, right? They may not say it, and they may say, oh, you know, we're doing all right, but they are suffering. The churches in the developed countries, a lot of them, I'm not saying this is all of them, but the majority, they are not living up to ideals of what church should be. So you are here on a Sunday when you have special meetings and you could easily spend 12 hours out of your day. But in the UK, in a church service, you're there for 2 hours. If you go beyond 2 hours, you're in trouble. Okay, and that 2 hours is you do Sunday school, you do worship, and you have a teaching. Okay. Can you imagine teaching for 40 minutes? That's the teaching, okay? And if you go beyond that, it's trouble. People start to get agitated, fidgeting, because they have better things to do. So if you pack your bags, you leave Nigeria because you say you're on a quest for a better life, this is what you will face. So you have to be very careful about your reason for leaving, meaning it must be that God has called you to leave. For economical prosperity, they were given a picture of, oh, come, we'll take care of you. We'll give you this higher degree. Just pay us your money. And afterwards, most likely you'll get a job. Definitely not guaranteed. So a lot of the young people came. They did their degrees because they're brilliant people. But the jobs were not there. If God has not sent you, do not go. Because if God is sending you, he's not sending you to get a master's. He's not sending you to get a PhD. That's not why he's sending you. He's sending you so you can take the message of the gospel to those nations. So it's not just the UK, the US, Canada people go to. They go to, you know, other European countries. They go to Asia. Yes, even the Caribbean. But I just felt led to tell you that because what you have here is of great value. If you can spend 12 hours of your day sitting down to hear the word, that is of great value. 2 hours and you're fidgeting, oh, I need to go. You're thinking about what am I going to eat? I want to go to the park. I want to go do, you know, whatever activities. So those nations, they tend to the soul, the sensual nature of man. So the spirit is very lacking. So when you're in a setting like this and you're happy, it's because of what Nigeria is. It has caused you to come together as brethren to sit and be washed with the word. And that is of great value. I want you to appreciate what God has given you and never to think that you are in a worse place. I don't want you to think, oh, Nigeria is so bad. I guess it's easy to think that way because you're living in it every day and you see all the challenges, you see all that you have to face, and you might think, oh, it's better somewhere else. But it's not. And it's not depending on what you are after. If you're just after replenishing your body, making sure your body's taken care of, then yeah, go abroad. But if you are after salvation of your soul, then it's good for you to stay here unless God has sent you. So the expectation is that after you have been built up, then God will send you. Is it that you will always be here? I don't know. But God knows why he's raising you. And you mustn't think little of your raising. Also wanted to encourage us. There is something, you know, that I just wanted to put a short emphasis on. And it's the unity of the brethren. Very important. Psalm 133, verse 1. So this is David. He says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. So if it's one thing we know about God, he is not solitary. We have a song, he's God alone, and yes, he is. But he does not exist alone. We know there's a Godhead, there's a Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but we know there are hosts of heaven. We were just reading. Yes, yeah? So he is not alone, nor does he desire to be alone. So this is what it's all about. God is calling all of us to himself. We have to understand that togetherness and unity is very important. John 17, from 13. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, thou shouldest keep them from the evil. So this is Jesus praying before he was arrested and then crucified. And he's praying to the Father and saying that He has taken the disciples out of the world. And the world hates them now because they also hated him. So imagine that Jesus came to bring salvation to the world, but the world hated it. Now you say, how could that be? Why would the world hate? Because the world loved darkness more than light. Yes. You know, this thing that you cannot explain, the flesh that is generated through a transaction in the soul. Now, verse 16, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So Jesus is not of the world. So we are called to not be of the world. Then if we go to 18, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. 21, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. This is how the world believes. How does the world believe? Unity. Now, the glory which thou gavest me, I've given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. God is not alone, but his desire is to be one. Now, 23, I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Verse 25, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee. And these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. So Jesus is in us through the love that we have within us. So when we read about brethren dwelling together in unity, being like the oil that is poured upon Aaron that runs down from the beard down to the hem of his garment, it's that unity, means it's that flow, right, from the head down. And this is what we are called to be in the spirit. So as a unit, as a church, this is what Love Seal is called to. Called to that unity of love. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3, verse 11 and 2, verse 10. For this is a message that ye have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. But this evil work that Cain did was of the world. Because this is the evil that Jesus prayed that the Father would keep the disciples from, even as he prayed that God would not take them out of the world. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. And by the world, we're not just thinking outside Nigeria, you know, we're in Nigeria as well. If you go out there and you wonder, oh, I'm just telling you about the gospel, why are you so angry? It's because there's that working of the world in them. They resist the voice of salvation. Now, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Now, do we believe we know how to love our brother? Well, I think we are all being honest that we don't fully understand it. But by God's grace and his mercy, he will teach us. But there are some simple things to follow in order to get to there. Philippians chapter 4, from verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, do we always think on the lovely things, the honest things, the just things, the pure things? Do we always think on them? No, it's difficult. And this is where we need the Holy Spirit to help us. Right? You know, some people don't know what truth is. So even as Jesus said to Pilate, for this truth came I into the world. Pilate didn't have a clue what he was talking about. But even believers, they don't know what the truth is. Now, the truth is that you are called to love your brethren. 1 Corinthians 13, just so we remind ourselves of how we love. From verse 4, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Verse 8, charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. So what are we saying? With all the revelation you are hearing, you are not able to love your pastors, brethren, then it will be all for nothing. So you can be able to say, oh, yes, and, you know, yes, we died in our spirit and we know the workings of the soul and the works of the flesh. And you can talk about the heavens. You can talk about principalities and powers. Yes, you must know those things. But if you don't have love, they're all as nothing. Bless you all. Thank you very much.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akeosinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.